Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying And He Brought Her to the Man, Biblical View of Marriage. In this session, we'll be looking at Genesis chapter 2, verses 18 to 25. Marriage was the Lord's idea. The institution of marriage is under serious attack today. And why? Well, because we've moved away from God's plan. Marriage was planned by God to fulfill a purpose, and it wasn't man's idea. Let's look at the institution of marriage as God intended it in the beginning, as revealed in His Word. First, marriage was the result of God's concern. Verse 18 of our passage in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 8 and chapter 2, verse 18. Marriage was a result of God's concern. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him." Adam didn't look for the woman. He'd never seen one. God's concern was for him. For him was fellowship and enjoyment, as well as reproduction. God has our best interest in His plan. Philippians chapter 4, verse 19. "And my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus." It's interesting that God focused on the need that Adam was not even aware of at the moment. Second, so marriage was the Lord's idea. Second, marriage was the result of God's cultivation. Look at verses 19 and 20 of Genesis chapter 2. "Out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. And whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. So Adam gave names to all cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper comparable to him." Why did God do this at this point? Maybe He forgot before and decided to get it done. No, just imagine the scene. Two issues were taken care of here. The subjection of all creatures to man's domain, establishing the dignity of being highest among all the creatures. And then second, the demonstration of the insufficiency of creatures to man's need. God has the best for us in His plans. He had a completely new creature prepared to satisfy Adam's need, a woman. And then third, marriage is the result of God's control. Look at verse 21 down to verse 23. "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in his place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And Adam said, 'This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man.' The woman was made of man for man." 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13. "For Adam was formed first, then Eve." And 1 Corinthians 11, verses 8 and 9. "For man is not from woman, but woman from man. Nor was man created for the woman, but woman for the man." Context demonstrates that these words are given as reasons for a woman's submissiveness. Mary was the crowning glory of God's creation, and woman was the crowning glory of man. Man is the head, woman is the glory upon the head. Notice God's control during the preparation of the woman. Adam slept while his woman was being made. He has no concern God was in the process of providing. Adam rested in the Lord and waited for his best. What is the principle here? Well, God wants every believer to sleep in the Lord as preparation for the moment when he or she meets the divinely planned life partner. God created the universe with the Word. He can certainly do this. What does a single person do while waiting? I mean, today, serve the Lord undistracted. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 32, down to verse 35. But I want you to be without care. He who is unmarried cares for the things of the Lord, how he may please the Lord. But he who is married cares about the things of the world, how he may please his wife. There's a difference between a wife and a virgin. That the unmarried woman cares about the things of the Lord, that she may be holy both in body and in spirit. But she who is married cares about the things of the world, how she may please her husband. And this I say for your own profit. Not that I may put a leash on you, but for what is proper. And that you may serve the Lord without distraction. God wants his servants to be in the deep sleep of ministry while he performs surgery of the heart. His heart surgery is painless. Self-effort can be painful, damaging hearts. Matthew Henry wrote the word so frequently applied to the man-woman relationship. He said, she was made of a rib from his side, not his head to rule over him, not his feet to be trampled by him, but of his side to be equal in Christ. Under his arm to be protected, near his heart to be loved. Here's a picture of Jesus Christ and his bride, the church. Out of the side of Christ came the church. While he slept on the cross came the blood to purchase her and the water to purify her. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 to 26. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is head of the wife, as also Christ is head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. So husbands ought to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. This is a picture of a marriage that God planned. And notice God's control through the preparation of the woman. God brought Eve to Adam, a marriage of perfect innocence, the partner that is of God's making by special grace and brought by special providence will be a perfect match. And then fourth, marriage is the result of God's consummation. Verses 24 and 25. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. They were both naked and were not ashamed. The only time a man and woman who are together and naked should not be ashamed is if they are married. Otherwise, it is always sin. God's order is critical. The union of spirits, then the union of souls, then the union of bodies. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 down to verse 16, the first part of it. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. It must be a union of spirit, soul, and body, rather than body, soul, and spirit. What's the importance of the order? Permanence. Marriage was the Lord's idea before the fall of Adam and sin. His way is best. You have a great day.